This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Back with Vershawn Jackson, sponsored by Wingstop, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
And we back. It's the captain on the ticket, 93.7. Nick. Nick.
What's up?
I'm just giving you your, you know, you're doing your thing.
I have to. Every day. And now people can watch it on Twitter.
We're Twitterizing. Like accessorizing? We're Twitterizing now.
We're Twitter.
Yeah, how do I go to what do we go to get to Twitter?
It's on 93.7 The Ticket's Twitter. So if you as long as you follow it, it'll pop up on your feed every single time we start a new show. It'll pop up at the start at the top, but then you can always watch on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch like normal. As long as you're not driving, you know that's pretty bad.
Yeah, no driving.
No watching and driving.
You can listen to it on via the app if you're driving.
Absolutely. Or you know, just on the FM. Okay. Yeah.
Everybody's got great phones. So who do we – when you look at – because we're at the end of the show.
We are.
And when you look at NFL, who would you say did the best and the worst? I want your number one and your worst.
Okay, give me a second.
Okay, wait. Go ahead.
I got to think. I gotta also look take a gander here. Who would have done the worst? I'd say the Colts. The Colts did pretty bad, I think, if I remember correctly. The Saints didn't do that great outside of Chris Olave, but they also got Tyrann Mathieu this morning. So you know, how worried are you? Let's see. I was a little surprised to see the Vikings trade so many picks. Outside of that, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Who did the best? I don't know. I mentioned a couple of them. Like, the Ravens had a really strong draft. They got Tyler Linderbaum and David Ojabo and Kyle Hamilton. So they really beefed up that defense. I know Linderbaum's the center, though. But, I mean, Linderbaum was the top center in the draft, and they got him at 25th overall, and then which meant Cam Jurgens then was the next best available center. So that may have helped that a little bit.
How about A.J. Brown?
A.J. Brown going to the Eagles, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, well, see, so, and here's like
here's my winners and losers. Philly.
Okay.
Winner. Loser, Houston.
Yeah, Houston's bad. You know why they're bad? They took Derek Stingley third overall instead of Sauce Gardner.
No, because they always want to go defense instead of going offense.
They shouldn't.
Why are we not going offense?
I don't know. Maybe they're just trying to beef up their – well, Luffy Smith is the coach. He's a defensive guy.
I'm not as mad at the Stingley pick as I am the fact that I still didn't think they did enough to boost their offense to be in the conversation.
I'd be pretty PO'd about the Stingley pick.
I think the Bears didn't do anything.
Like, the Jets look like the smartest team out there right now in terms of draft.
Yes.
They drafted so well.
But they never can win.
They can't. You know why? Because they got Zach Wilson. They'd have thought that Zach Wilson, a BYU quarterback, would do well in New York.
When was the last time the New York Jets went to the Super Bowl?
I don't know. Do you think we can find it? We have 56 seconds left. Can we find it quick enough?
I'm not finding it. Sondheim Heyman text line is open.
I just need Google to hurry up. New York Jets.
I understand.
Super Bowl.
When?
Oh, yikes.
Uh-oh.
1969.
Wow.
The New York Jets.
Know that reason?
The New York Jets, led by quarterback Joe Namath, rocked the sports world and the country on January 12th, 1969, by becoming the first American Football League team to defeat an NFL team with their 16-7 Super Bowl III win over the heavily favored Baltimore Colts. 15 seconds.
Mm-hmm. College boy, hey, listen, it's VJ, 93.7 The Ticket, me, Nick, everybody at the station, we're Twitterizing.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.